Good morning from the Carver Center for Public Radio in Fayetteville. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, September 29th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. The annual Susan G. Komen Pink Ribbon Luncheon will be held Thursday, October 3rd from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. Proceeds from this luncheon and silent auction will benefit Komen Ozark. Tickets and more information available at komenozark.org or 750-PINK.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, a tour of historic Cane Hill. The small town has 16 nationally registered historic properties.
And a conversation with the author of Camp 9, Vivian Schiffer. The book has been selected as the 2013 If All Arkansas Read the Same Book book.
But first, one, two, three, four. Lots of news about numbers this week. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Stories we bring you during our daily newscast on Ozarks frequently have something to do with the numbers. For instance, one story we brought you this week involved some troubling statistics. The recently released 2012 American Community Survey by the U.S. Census Bureau shows that Arkansas's poverty level for the year was at 19.8%, slightly higher than during the previous year. Rich Huddleston is the director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. While he says that one in five Arkansans are living in poverty, likely as a result of continuing recovery from the economic recession, Arkansas's poverty levels are similar to the state's southern neighbors, who have historically also had high poverty rates.
I think for me, what is most troubling about the new poverty numbers is that it shows that nearly 29% of children living in poverty. And of course, like everybody's by now very well aware of all the research that's been conducted over the years that really shows that when children, especially young children, grow up in poverty, they're much more likely to be at risk of a lot of negative outcomes that can impact their ability to develop and succeed, and also how they do later in life.
He says that two short-term measures that could help alleviate the state's high poverty rates would be implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the private option in Arkansas, which would help ensure those living in poverty and provide a safety net for future income, and the passage of a federal nutrition bill, known as food stamps or SNAP, to provide adequate nutrition assistance for those living on low incomes. But numbers can also be good news, particularly when they deal with time estimates on construction projects, like the story we ran about construction of the 71B flyover moving forward in North Fayetteville. Over the course of the past month, crews have completed installation of the steel beams that form the underlying support structure of the $6.3 million flyover bridge. Chris Brown, Fayetteville city engineer, says that the contractor of the project, Emery Sapp & Sons of Columbia, Missouri, has progressed at a pace quicker than was originally expected.
Their original schedule that they submitted showed them to be planning to be completed in May of next year, and they are right now a little bit ahead of that schedule even. The weather as we move into the fall will start to get more iffy, obviously, so they have to get good weather to continue on this pace. But right now, yes, they certainly are ahead of schedule and have done really well in progressing on the project.
Brown says that moving into autumn, the project can stay ahead of schedule depending on what the weather has in store.
Really what it amounts to is the concrete placement. We can't place concrete in freezing temperatures, and we have to have usually up to about a month of good weather after the concrete is poured so it cures properly. They can protect it and they can do some other things in colder weather, but if we get really cold, extreme temperatures, then they're not going to be able to pour that concrete deck, and that essentially will shut them down until spring. So that's really kind of what we're battling as we move on into the fall and winter months.
The flyover bridge was originally expected to open to traffic in June of 2014, but Brown says that if the weather holds out and construction keeps its current pace, the bridge could conceivably open a few months ahead of the contractor's estimated May completion date. But stories about construction or development projects don't always deal with numbers as they relate to time estimates. Sometimes they deal with water levels. This week, work will progress on development of the watershed sanctuary at Lake Keith in Cave Springs. Draining of the lake will begin Monday, during which Delia Hawk, director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, says that water levels will increase downstream as the lake flows under the Highway 112 bridge.
What the calculations are is that there'll be a slight rise in the water level, but nothing more than, say, we get in a normal rain event. And the reason for that is there's only so much of a hole, you know, that the water can go through underneath the highway over onto the other side. So in some ways it will have its own control mechanism for the size or the amount of water that can go through at any one time.
Another story making headlines this week was the political standoff in Washington, seemingly centered on the issue of money, as Republicans threatened a government shutdown if the Affordable Care Act wasn't defunded. But the issue was divisive, even among conservatives. Media reports of a heated discussion in the Senate Republican Conference between Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas and Ted Cruz of Texas underscores a growing disagreement in the party over how to tackle the Affordable Care Act. Some in the GOP want to amend the law, while others are willing to defund it, even if that means shutting down the government. Senator Bozeman says that action must be taken to repair the law because, in its current form, it is unaffordable.
The problem is, for those of us that oppose Obamacare, the votes simply aren't there in the Senate to actually derail it. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think at the end of the day, it will go back to the House, and then they'll have to decide whether or not to go ahead and pass it as it is or to amend it.
According to the news site Politico, the normally mild-mannered Senator Bozeman stood up to Senator Cruz and expressed frustration over the tension caused by the congressional standoff over defunding the health care law. According to the article, Bozeman told Cruz that he, quote, hasn't been bullied since the seventh grade, and he wouldn't be bullied now, end quote. But that didn't prevent Senator Bozeman from voting against a continuing resolution Friday afternoon that would keep the federal government functioning past the Monday night deadline and keep funding for the Affordable Care Act intact. And finally, another story that is almost entirely about the numbers, particularly because it deals with test scores. Students in Arkansas are improving their performance on advanced placement tests, according to information by the College Board, the national organization responsible for advanced placement, SAT, and ACT testing. State education officials report the number of students taking advanced placement exams is up by 6.6%, and students' test scores were also up in 2013. Mary Catherine Stein oversees AP programs for the state's education department.
The last few years, our participation rates have gone up each year, and also the number of students making qualifying scores at 3, 4, and 5 have increased. Because the state has invested in paying for the exams and invested in a lot of teacher training in advanced placement and pre-AP teaching, we've had remarkable results from students.
According to the College Board, the most popular AP exams in Arkansas in 2013 were English language, English literature, U.S. history, world history, and calculus. State education officials also note that every high school in the state offers students a minimum of 4 AP classes in the core areas of English, social studies, math, and science. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.